So, today we're going to talk about the Earth and Sun movement, the motion of the celestial body. So, the first thing we have to know that revolution is a cyclic motion around the path, normally elliptical, and around another body in one of the two foci. The consequences are season change, but not due to the fact of the distance between the Sun and the Earth, but due to two factors. Night time and daytime, and the height of sun at the horizon. Then we have solstices. In summer, light is more direct in northern hemisphere, and this occurs in 22nd of June, and in winter, the sun is more directly on the southern hemisphere, and it happened in 22nd of each December. The equinoxes are light equal on both hemispheres, and in spring it occurs on 20th or 21st March, and in autumn in 22nd or 23rd of September. The dates, so every year lasts 365 days and one quarter. Every 4 years we have a leap year to rebalance these imbalances. And then we have the rotation, that is a motion of a body around its own axis, and the consequences are daytime and night time. And due to the fact we have a linear illumination circle, so a not well defined line separating daylight from the darkness. Caused by the atmosphere, before then the sun rise, we have a diffusion of a particular sunlight. Types of day. We have a solar day that goes from noon to noon, and it lasts 24 hours. And then a sidereal hour, a star to go from the noon to noon, but that is not the sun, and it lasts 23.56 minutes. Why this 4 minute difference? Because the Earth not rotating around the star. And for rotating around the sun, it has to do one more degree that caused this difference of 4 minutes. The Earth, and that is called an oblate spheroid, is a feathered sphere due to different centrifugal force. And a most precise representation is geoid. Meridians, vertical axis that divide the Earth. The meridian zero is Greenwich, and parallel to the equator and horizontal axis. The parallel zero is the equator. Body angle formed between the equator and the point P, and longitudinal body angle formed between the parallel and the point P. So now we're going to talk about the Kepler's law, and scientists like Brahe and Kepler, that both live in the 16th century at Nile, that Brahe had an island observatory, and he had the best measurement for the planets: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and for the moon. Kepler, that also lived in the 16th century, was interested in how planets move around. He went to Brahe's island observatory, and he noticed that Brahe noted that Mars was not fitting in a perfect circle, and he discovered that it was fitting an ellipse. What is it? An ellipse is a geometrical shape with two foci, and Sun is in one of the two foci. Parameters. The eccentricity, that is zero for a circle, is it more pronounced for it is higher. An axis that is shorter and larger with two foci, and aphelion and perihelion, where the distance is lower is a perihelion, and where the distance is higher is aphelion. Then we have three laws of Kepler. The first law say that all planets move in an elliptical orbit, with the Sun at one of the two foci. The second law say that when it is closer to the sun, the planet will go faster, and when it is farther from the sun, it goes lower. The planets will sweep out same areas in same times. The third law is the relation between time and distance of the orbits. Remember, a planet with 3 astronomical units will be only at 70 degrees of full orbit.